Coming to you guys live from Time Warp Comics and Games, welcome to Super Action Smash. This guy,
Jason Brown.
Jason Brown, and I am Steve Strangio. Welcome to the show.
Oh my God.
You know Jason?
I don't know him.
Don't know Jason? Because I don't know him either, because you don't look like Jason anymore. Where'd you go? You shaved.
I fell.
You fell? I fell on floor hurt head.
I fell on all the stairs, razor stairs, all the way down.
You have razor stairs?
Yeah, you don't?
No, I don't have razor stairs.
Oh, it's smart. Saves a lot of time.
It does? From shaving?
Yeah.
You're on the rush?
You just throw yourself face first down the stairs.
And I'm done.
And you're clean.
Is it because it's so hot out right now?
You know what? Yeah, I did it for the same reason I cut my hair, is I'm bored and I love chaos.
Okay.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
You know, honestly, that does make sense to me.
Yeah. It just, you know, if I can't destroy everything else in the world, why not just my hair?
Okay. I'm down for that.
You get that?
I'm going to grow a beard and just shave it again for the hell of it.
Do it.
So we got stories, and you know, if you're listening to the stories. We have different ways to do this. We have a Facebook Live feed that we do this on, which is the raw version. You get to see all the stories that we do.
Mm-hmm.
We shoot a bunch of stories. And then we shoot a bunch of people. No, I'm just kidding.
Whoa.
And then we kind of basically come around and just do stuff and talk about the latest superhero and action movie stories that are out there.
Because we are Super Action Smash.
Ah, so that we have the Facebook
Super
Live
Smash
version down here, and then we have the camera version up there. So if you're watching the Facebook Live version and you see like we're like not looking at you, we're looking over there, really. That's where the
camera
is.
I'm also going to look here.
Yeah.
And there.
We'll do both.
There.
Yeah. Yeah.
We need like chameleon eyes.
We do.
We need one of those, like...
You know, I saw the movie Sing, and there's a chameleon who has, like, a fake eye and her eyes going left and right. Very, very good movie.
Oh, really?
Very funny and witty and charming.
Did they sing?
They did. Yeah, there was singing involved.
I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Well, it's not called dance.
If it was, I'd watch it. Let me tell you.
So our first story for today, ladies and gentlemen.
Whoa. Our first story?
Well, you know, I told him before the show, we're not going to mention that they're first, second, and third stories, but then I just went ahead and did that.
He did it anyway. He's a rebel.
Like I mentioned before, if you're watching the show on Facebook Live, we do five stories. If you're watching it on YouTube, we break it up into five different episodes, so you can see different episodes.
If you're watching it on VR, put on your touch gloves now. We'll enter sensation mode.
And touch us.
Whee!
And as always, we are in a live comic book store, so you're going to be hearing stuff back and forth. That's perfectly fine.
It's true,
it's all part of the fun. If you are listening on the podcast, hi, how you doing?
Hi.
Good to see you.
You want to be on?
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Want to come on the show?
Hey, come on on. All right, so our first story for today, I'm going to say first. I don't really care. Then we'll move on to other stuff.
Wow.
We'll go
first, 39th. Second. 3 million.
Chaos.
Yes.
So have you heard of this thing called the Justice League? No? Not a fan? never heard of it?
No.
No.
Who is?
Who is the Justice League? Extra filming is set for early this summer.
Wow.
It's 2017 as we are.
It's because they're going to add me.
Filming this. What role are you going to play?
I'm going to play the chair.
You're going to play the chair?
The Justice Chair. I'm gonna sit there like this.
You know, in the
Superman's gonna sit on me, and I'm gonna go, oh,
nice.
Yeah.
In The Tick, there is a villain called Chair Face Chippendale.
Yeah.
And
great.
He's a superhero body, and his head is just a chair.
It's so good.
It's so good. I highly recommend the animated version of
it was
The
really
Tick
good.
Back in the 90s. But I just heard they actually picked up, Amazon just picked up The Tick for a live action.
It's coming out in August, I believe.
Sure, why
and
not?
And it's Peter Safranowitz.
Yes.
I butchered your name.
That's
you can comment,
his name.
Peter.
So getting back to this, reports of massive reshoots for Zack Snyder's Justice League movie have been played down. They're like, no, it's okay. No, we're perfectly fine with that.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder why.
Well, it says here, as is with pretty much every blockbuster movie on the planet right now, space has been built into the schedule for Justice League for pickup shots.
Yeah.
And that, after edits have been assembled, it's generally the case that a few pickups are required here and there to glue everything together.
It's just them picking things up.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm assuming there's a lot of destruction in the movie.
All that property damage.
Oh, right. They're going to have to pick all that up.
If only there was a TV show that talked about that.
Not in the DC.
If only that wasn't canceled on NBC, which we're trying to actually bring back Powerless, if that's possible.
It won't happen.
You don't think so?
Nobody but me watched it.
You were so into it last time we spoke.
I am still so into it.
Okay.
And I'll never be able to see the rest of it because they're not going to release the other episodes.
No, they're going to release the other episodes. It's going to be on streaming. Yeah, it is.
Well.
Oh, you shaved and now he's all sad. You made Jason sad.
Thanks, NBC.
Again. Zack Snyder says, we're edging past the days when such things are labeled as reshoots, but rumors have been suggesting that Zack... But it is a reshoot.
But it's a reshoot.
It will have lots and lots of extra material shot. Let's see here.
They're going to expand the length of the movie to 6 hours.
Yeah, it's going to be actually a 27-hour movie, and you have to bring a lunch.
I was really disappointed when 127 hours wasn't...
Wasn't 127? Yeah. That is a director's cut.
I would watch that.
They're adding the background. And then they have to cut off your hand at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Additional photography has always been planned, like most pictures in general, but certainly for a tentpole of Justice League site. Now, a tentpole usually means that it's like... The film that they want to have, you know, things grow from.
They're going to probably sneak in more characters. They'll do, did you see Guardians yet? Guardians
Still 2? Haven't seen it.
So there's 5 post-credit scenes.
I heard about that, yeah.
I think Justice League is probably going to shoot for, like, just a whole other movie in the post-credits. That'd be a great idea, right?
I've always said they should make an entire post-credits movie where it just starts off and it ends in 5 minutes. And then the entire movie is post-credits.
And then, like, intermittently throughout the credits, it's just, like, 30 minutes of film.
No, you see the credits, all the credits roll, and then you have, like, another, like, 90-minute movie. This guy likes it. Another 90-minute movie, you know?
It
and
just
then,
keeps rolling.
And then when it ends, it just ends.
It just loops the credits.
And that's it. You know, so I think we should do that. So there,
black.
Once again, another billion-dollar idea for you guys. But I'm looking forward to the Justice League because I want it to be good. We keep saying, DCU, step up.
I really want it to be good. My hopes is that... Okay, so this is a not slight tangent. It's kind of related.
Okay.
Wonder Woman is coming out soon.
Yes, we have a story on that later.
Yeah. Okay, so Wonder Woman's coming soon. And I have really high hopes. I think it's going to be super good. I hope it's really good.
Yeah.
Maybe they're reshooting to add more Wonder Woman because they're like, oh, wow, this was good. Let's put more Wonder Woman in it. That's what I'm hoping.
Now with more Wonder Woman.
Mm.
We're kind of hoping that Wonder Woman's going to be the Iron Man. Iron Man was the beginning of the MCU.
Oh, I was like, she doesn't have a robot suit.
She could.
She could get one.
Did Amalgam do that? I don't know if you guys remember Amalgam Comics, but DC and Marvel for a while merged all of their superheroes.
That was a while ago, right?
That was like, I think in the late 90s. It was 2000, something like that. I think 1890 is when they did it.
The 1890s.
And it was one of my favorite things because you had some just amazing. You could probably, when I sold off all my comic books, I sold off a lot of those, unfortunately. But
wow.
I had to move to New Jersey. I had no money.
Wow, why'd you move here then?
I don't know. There are parts of New Jersey that are affordable.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm living
the
in
woods?
The woods. If you live in the woods
just
with the
live
animals.
In the woods, it's free, you guys. Pro tip. Live in the woods, it's free.
Live in the woods, it's free.
Live in the woods.
Hashtag.
It's free.
Live in the woods, it's free. Right next
Nobody
to
knows.
Fight Me Miz.
Nobody knows. See, we got a little smiley for that.
Yay!
Pro tip. I'm going to try and hand out at least one pro tip.
I'm going to try.
Every time.
I'm going to let you finish. So there you go. So Justice League, they are doing some reshoots, but I kind of understand that. They have to, because they want to fine-tune it, and they really want to make it the best. And they better make it the best, because, guys, time's running out.
here's the problem with this, though.
Yeah.
They did the same thing to Batman vs. Superman.
Hmm.
And how did that turn out?
It's,
didn't like it.
I'm not going to say it sucked.
No.
I kind of liked it.
I won't
on
say
the,
it sucked either. There was parts of it that were really cool.
The fifth time I watched it, I enjoyed it.
That's a lot of hours of your life you just threw away to that movie.
You know, I mean, when you watch it for the first time and you hear Martha, you're like, oh.
You're like, oh, come on.
Stop fighting because of Martha.
Martha.
But, you know, what do we know? We're just two guys in a comic book store. What do we know?
Just a bunch of dumb.
I'm being sarcastic. But yeah, so any final words on Justice League? Do you think it's going to be worth it?
Get some, add some crypto. Superman's a dog.
Just adding crypto is going to make it a lot better?
When has animals not made anything better?
It's a good point.
I can't go back further, but I will.
Nope. he's gonna keep going back further.
I'll just slip over the back of this couch.
Maybe if I added my pug, Super Pug. He shows up for absolutely no reason whatsoever.
Ducky smash things.
Ducky
in the background.
Smash. Ducky'd be more of an Incredible Hulk, I guess. Right?
That makes sense.
Yeah. Moving on.
Whoa.
Wonder Woman 2, ladies and gentlemen, is already happening.
Oh my goodness.
It's already happening.
Second.
Plans are already in place for Wonder Woman 2. There's not going to be two of them. There's going to be Wonder Woman 2.
What if it is the plot?
Maybe that is. Maybe it's a clone of Wonder Woman. Yeah.
It'd be dangerous.
But it says Batgirl is ahead of that movie in the queue. Over the coming week or two, Warner Brothers' promotional campaign for Wonder Woman is being ramped up.
Oh.
ahead of the film's release. As of this filming, the film's release is on June 1st.
Take it easy, guys.
Take care, guys. Thanks for coming down. In fact, a premiere took place for the movie in Shanghai for Wonder Woman.
Did they like it?
I have no idea.
I didn't hear about it.
I don't speak Shanghaiian.
I gotta jump on the old Shanghai Reddit.
Shanghai Reddit.
Is that a thing?
That's a thing. Yeah.
Somebody come and let me know if Shanghai has a Reddit.
Shanghai Reddit. Let's see here. And a quick word with Zack Snyder on the red carpet has confirmed. So Zack Snyder has confirmed that Wonder Woman 2 will be happening at Warner Brothers.
He's not going to direct it, is he?
Apparently.
He's just in control of all DC at Warner Brothers.
Yeah, he's like the puppet master over there. He produces the new Wonder Woman film and helped come up with the story for it, revealed the sequel plans briefly, although there's no detail to back them up. Meanwhile, producer Deborah Snyder is also reported to have said that Warner Brothers' next female-driven superhero movie will be Batgirl. Joss Whedon is directing.
It's going to be good.
So Joss Whedon, so Batgirl has jumped ahead of the Gotham City Sirens, the Suicide Squad spinoff.
That kind of makes sense.
Harley Quinn.
Because then you can get Batgirl into the Sirens movie. Because...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, Barbara Gordon is Batgirl.
Yeah.
So she should be. Well, here's the thing, though. Barbara Gordon becomes Oracle.
Yeah.
So how are you going to do that?
Well...
Well,
they could just not touch on the Oracle storyline. Unless you want Jared Leto to, like, shoot her.
Maybe. Well, he has to.
He can.
Okay, guys, spoiler alert. So stop listening now if you don't want to know this. But if you're a hardcore geek, then you know this. But Batgirl becomes Oracle when the Joker shoots her and she gets paralyzed. And then she becomes Oracle. So how is that going to fit into the Suicide Squad movie? Maybe they'll just, like, totally gloss over it. Maybe they won't even do it. You okay?
What a spoiler!
I think I've scared Jason.
That is in the Killing Joke, if anybody wants to look it up.
Yeah.
Pretty great little comic. They made an animated film of it that made people mad, so watch that too.
It made me mad too. It made me mad until the actual story showed up.
Yeah, the first half hour was just like
what the hell? What the hell is this? Yeah. But you know what's funny? The quick aside, guys. Quick tangent. Tangent alert.
What's that?
When we first started doing this thing, I was all about, well, we should be positive and always be positive. And I still like being positive.
You can be positive, but critical.
I like to be critical.
Yeah.
But it's not mean-spirited.
No.
I don't, because we're very happy that this stuff actually exists. We're very happy this exists.
I'm happy, that we're here.
I'm just going to move this here.
Thing. Wow.
So people can see us.
Wow, you're wrecking the whole thing.
Yeah, there you go.
Great.
Now you can't even see anything.
Great job.
There you go. Oh, now you can't see my head. All right, so if you're watching on YouTube, I just moved the Facebook Live thing.
If you're not watching on YouTube, who are you?
But, you know, when we get critical, it's not because we hate everything.
It's because we care.
Yeah, we want to make it better, you know?
We care.
I keep joking about that we're just a couple of guys in a comic book store in New Jersey, I think what we represent, and I would hope that we do, and we hope we represent you guys, is that we're fans.
Yeah.
You know, and we're experts at being fans.
I like things.
You like things, and we have comments about them. And the whole thing about the show is to interact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah, I try
well worded.
I try to be smart.
Yeah.
So Wonder Woman 2 is coming out soon.
Yeah.
Am I just stepping all over your comments?
No, I don't got nothing to say.
Still quite a lot of...
I haven't seen the first woman.
The DC Extended Universe, and once Wonder Woman is released into the world, they suspect they'll start hearing further announcements. So it looks like they want Wonder Woman to be the launch.
It makes sense, honestly. Yeah. She's a good foundation. She's got a great story. She's got a good background.
Yeah.
And if they do it right, then I think it'll work. It's kind of like, it reminds me a lot of, like, the first Captain America movie, at least from what I've seen from the trailers.
Right.
Except it looks better. Because I want to be overly critical here, but the first Captain America movie wasn't that great.
The first Avenger? No. Well, there were two horrible Captain America movies in the 80s and 90s that came out. So,
yeah. Chris Evans.
I'm going to disagree with you. I think First Avenger was a good movie.
There were moments I really liked. I thought Red Skull was really cool.
It was awesome. In one of the
Hugo Weaving, right?
Hugo Weaving.
He's awesome.
In one of the first Captain America movies before First Avenger, for some reason Captain America was Italian. We don't know why.
Hey, America!
I'm a Red Skull over here.
He's gonna throw a pizza instead of a shield.
Yes, that was actually marinara on his face. I'm Italian, so I can say that. Yeah, so that's why he was the Red Skull. He just ate pizza and went bloof.
You cannot say the word marinara unless you're Italian. I find it offensive.
You have to actually say marinara.
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. You have to say mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. Can I get a pizza with a fine mayonnaise?
But I cleaned it up for our English-speaking people. So.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Marinara. And some gabagool. You know what gabagool is?
It's a bunch of scary food.
Yes. It's a ghouly food.
Gabagool.
It's capicola.
Oh.
I realized that recently when I was watching The Sopranos.
Just
he's saying gabagool. It's actually capicola. So.
Oh, so he just couldn't speak.
No. No. It's a dialect. What are you going to do? Yeah.
Just gabagool.
I think I actually passed by The Sopranos house recently. I got lost.
You mentioned that, yeah.
And I think it's located in Cedar Grove where we are right now. And I made like a few left turns. And then I think I saw The Sopranos house. So.
Wow.
Tony wasn't there.
He wasn't ghosting it up?
No, I don't know. No, he's gone to the next level. So hopefully it's it. So that's basically, I have no idea what this has to do with Wonder Woman, but there you go.
Take it as you will.
Moving on. So now that people know about Black Adam, he's in the Captain Marvel Shazam universe. Not Captain Marvel from Marvel, but there's a Captain Marvel in DC, and some people know him as Shazam.
Yes.
But his official title is Captain
Shazam!
Marvel.
Shazam! He yells that. He's a little boy. Turns into a man. It's going to be weird, right?
Here's the creepy thing about that. Okay, so in the early 1970s thing, there was a Shazam thing.
Yeah.
It was an old man and a young boy traveling around in an RV.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can see this.
And then every so often he would shout Shazam and then turn into a big guy, and then the old man would disappear. A little creepy.
Weird. Because the old man was like, you're not a boy anymore. Guy! I don't want you.
Who's that big guy? He was like Herbert from Family Guy.
Weird.
And there was also, it was paired up with another superhero called Isis. Yeah, so Google this.
Not anymore.
Go on YouTube. It was Shazam and the Shazam and Isis hour.
Wow.
So it was kind of scary. But it was fun to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he has a villain called Black Adam. And Dwayne The Rock.
Viagra Johnson.
Cinematic Viagra Johnson is
He's
playing.
Really excited about
is playing The Rock. Yeah, it says The Rock basically said that Dwayne Johnson is teasing a surprise for Shazam fans. There are plans for a Black Adam solo movie. As soon as he can.
Which I find really interesting because I don't know if The Rock knows this, but Black Adam is a villain.
Yeah. No one told The Rock
I don't know if
is
told
actually
anybody,
a villain.
But he's really, really into being Black Adam, which is cool. Like, good for you.
Yeah. He said, we had great conversations with Jeff Johns and everyone over at DC. Johnson told Fandango. It's an exciting time right now for everyone at DC because they are in the process now where they are building out their DC universe really nicely.
Yeah.
We have a really cool surprise for Black Adam that I can't reveal. In terms of where we will see Black Adam being introduced. So that's the whole thing.
He's probably honestly going to show up in Justice League.
Maybe.
Might be one of the reshoots that they're handling. Is a like quick little teaser of him flashing in. Or at least setting up how they're going to. You know, like they'll show like Egypt or something and somebody finding like the power. Because Black Adam is Egyptian, if I'm not
Scorpion
wrong,
King.
I think.
I guess so, yeah.
He was already a Scorpion King, so why not?
Yeah, it worked out pretty nicely. Yada, yada, yada. Yeah. I think it's going to be, it's going to be that. It's going to be Justice League. You know, so.
Probably.
That's our shot at that.
There you go.
You see, I think, okay, so here's my theory.
Ooh.
The DC Universe needs The Rock, needs Dwayne The Rock Johnson, because the man is pure luck for any movie that he's in.
Yeah.
He is a great promoter.
That's true.
He believes in himself 110%, and if you believe in yourself 110%, people are going to believe in you. So I think...
If I look like that, I would believe in
myself. Yeah, well, the man works out like a friggin' maniac. He's working out right now as we're talking. He's actually working out in the back right now.
Guaranteed.
Drop by.
go meet him.
There you go. So I think he's going to be their secret weapon.
Probably.
You know.
It's interesting. I was reading a thing about this, and he wants... do you know who Armie Hammer is?
Yeah.
The actor? He
it's
was
a,
in...
Such a strange name.
You know that name is fake as hell. That name is fake.
Yeah.
He was just, like, going through his fridge one day, and he's like, what's this weird box of powder? That's me.
But what's next to the weird box of power? Oh, Armie Hammer. up there here.
Wow.
Okay.
Anyway, The Rock wants Armie Hammer to play Shazam.
Okay.
Did you know this?
Wasn't he the Lone Ranger?
He was.
Yeah, he was the Lone Ranger. Yeah.
How many superheroes can you be? Hogging them all, you guys.
Well, We got a lot of the actors in the shared universe will play two or three. I mean, you know,
Josh Brolin.
Josh Brolin's going to be three different characters, you know. So
why not make him everybody?
Jeez.
They should just reboot the Guardians of the Galaxy with Josh Brolin as all the characters.
All the characters, yeah.
I'd really watch that, honestly.
Yeah. So, Black Adam seems like it's going to be really cool. When Fandango asked him about the possibility of a Superman Black Adam battle, Johnson answered, "One fine day, that's coming. That's in the cards." So that could actually happen.
Psst, Justice League.
Justice League, so it's probably going to happen on that. Any final words on the whole Black Adam controversy?
No. Hey, Rock. Holla at your boy. That's all I got to say.
He's available.
I'm available.
He's available.
What am I doing? Nothing.
Fan of The Flash, are you?
I am a fan of The Flash.
So The Flash movie, you know, and once Justice League and Wonder Woman is launched, then every character is going to have their own movie.
Poor Flash movie. So many troubles with this movie.
They're trying to find a director.
Yeah.
So here are the three directors' names we have on the list so far.
Hit them.
We have Robert Zemeckis.
Dose. Get him.
We have Sam Raimi.
Trace. What is it?
And we got Matthew Vaughn.
There you go.
So we're not really sure. You know, Kingsman is Matthew Vaughn.
Yeah.
We're not really sure, and we all know about Zemeckis. You know, I mean, he's cinematic gold, whatever he touches. The director shortlist for that, interesting reading. So. A new report suggests that at the moment the main contenders are Zemeckis, Raimi, and Vaughn. That said, there are scheduling conflicts that could yet lead to another candidate getting the job. So Warner Brothers wants to start filming The Flash, starring Ezra Miller, this summer.
Wow.
But that would knock out Zemeckis and more than likely Matthew Vaughn, because Kingsman 3 gets started after that.
You know what's interesting about this? They've been saying that they're going to start The Flash this summer for like 2 years.
Yeah.
I mean, Ezra Miller has been in the Flash spot for so long.
And we only got peaks of him as the Flash. Yeah.
Which, you know, he was great. Little peak of him in Batman Superman. And then there was another peak of him. He was in something else, wasn't he?
Batman v Superman. He was in that.
Maybe just the trailer for Justice League. It's probably what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. He seems cool. He seems like he'll do a good job. But it's just like, why are they having so much problem? I'm scared about the script because they're having so many directors drop in and drop out on it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, just make him fight a gorilla or something. You
know, Gorilla Grodd.
Make him fight Gorilla Grodd. Yeah. Can't be that hard, right?
I like that he has the manic energy that the Flash should have.
Mm-hmm.
The CW version of the Flash is
Grant Gustin.
Grant Gustin, who is a great actor. Well, you're a big fan of the CW.
Oh yes.
Yeah, you are. And you know, I'm a big fan of the CW with all the feels.
You're the dude on the right, Matt. I don't know. That's me, Jason. Hi, Jason.
It's just, I think the Grant Gustin version has to adhere to the CW rules of we have to sit in a coffee shop and discuss our feelings. You know how much I love that.
Yeah. Remember, rewind time. Do it again.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you like that.
Oh, I love every second of it when they stop and talk about their feelings. So I'm but the whole thing is like, also, The Flash has always been almost Deadpoolish in a way with his humor.
Yeah, because he's like, he feels like almost untouchable in a way, you know? Like, he's really cocky because he's like, oh, I'm faster than you, whatever.
If you're The Flash, you got to be fast and quick and have quick wit.
Yeah.
But Grant Gustin's version is slow and...
sad.
You know, he's sad.
He's always so melancholy.
So emo and everything.
That's kind of like their CW thing. Like, I think Arrow set it up that was like, we're just going to be like sad the whole time.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. You do you.
Well, Black Lightning is going to be entered into the CW universe pretty soon. So hopefully that'll be...
They got a full series order, didn't they?
Full series order, and the costume looks amazing, and probably yet again a different take. But there's going to be a current slate of all of these like superhero emo movies coming out. And
that's fine. Whatever. You know.
Call me. Yeah. Talk to me about that, because I got some ideas. Are you a fan of The Flash?
Oh, yeah. I've always liked The Flash. I always, you know what people always ask? It's like, if you had to pick one superpower, what would it be? So what would your superpower be?
Flight? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What about your, like, eyes? Or your skin peeling off because you're flying so much?
That's a good point.
You can't go up that high. You know that? Because you can't breathe.
I can't breathe. Good point. Well, then again, but the cool sensation of flying, I think every human needs to have. If I was invulnerable, then what if I had internal injuries? Nobody could heal me.
But then, how would you even get those internal injuries?
You're invulnerable means you're on the outside.
Oh, just the outside.
What if you're inside? What if
your guts just rot and your body's perfect?
And they can't get anything in there. Did anybody think of that? Nobody thought of that.
Like Luke Cage.
What if he gets a cold that kills him?
You gotta boil yourself in acid.
Yeah, you'll never know. I mean, if I had super strength, maybe that would be cool. Yeah. You know, but what?
There's so many caveats, you know.
But what's your speed?
Well, I want the Flash's power. I think it's so good.
Yeah.
Because you could just do everything. He's so speedy at the Speed Force.
Yeah, that's true.
And then, like, he can rewind time, which is crazy.
Yeah, but do you want to do that?
I mean, no, I don't want to. I don't want to ruin. He always ruins everything.
Everything.
Every single time Flash goes back in time, everything horrible happens.
If I could have fart on a fly, it's going to, like, you know, bring a new Hitler. We don't want that to happen.
That could actually happen.
Well, I don't want that to happen.
Yeah, like, you go back in time and you, like, buy a hot dog from a stand and it sets off this butterfly effect of, like, everyone in the world becoming sentient hot dogs.
Exactly. I don't want that on my conscience.
Yeah.
So that would be weird. So, yeah, well, flight, I mean, I would stay below the atmosphere.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You just, like, gently hover everywhere.
About 7 feet off the ground.
I can fly, but only, like, 7 feet.
Exactly. That's my superpower.
It'd be really useful for, like, jumping off of things.
That's true.
Because right before you fall, you'd be like, 7 feet!
Hey, 7 feet! if you had super speed, and I've always said this about speedsters, learn martial arts.
Oh, yeah, you have to.
Because then you become the most powerful person in the world.
I always wonder, is their brain processing faster as well?
So they can learn things quicker.
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Like, can he just, like, grab a book and be like, and then just like, oh, I read that book.
Like The Matrix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
Or just, like,
you're downloading the book to your brain.
Yeah, to your brain. Or that John Travolta movie.
Face Off.
No, not that one. The other one, where he learned everything really quickly because he was hit with a burst of light.
Ah, got it. The one where he's an angel.
That's not it.
Grease?
Yes, Grease. I'm talking about Grease.
Yeah, he had a flying car in that movie.
Exactly.
Most people don't remember. There's a flying car at the end of Grease.
Remember the theory of that?
No.
You know the theory of that?
They killed themselves, right?
That Sandy actually died.
And Travolta was the Grim Reaper. That's why he wore that cool jacket.
He kind of looks like the Grim Reaper a little bit. I'm just kidding, so don't send your people after me. I'm just kidding, Travolta.
You know, he's got, like, a cavalcade of hitmen.
He does. And they're all like, oh, my God, I'm going to kill you. Oh, my God.
I can't wait to, like, totally kill you in one night.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I'm going to murder you and take your face and wear it on my face.
Face off. I could be Nicolas Cage. I'm wearing
Phenomenon.
My face.
Is that the movie?
Phenomenon. Thank you.
Thanks, Matt.
Phenomenon. That's the name of the movie. Yeah, I totally forgot the name of the movie. But that happens when you do a podcast. You're thinking about 10 million other things, and little details kind of slip right out of your brain. Yeah. That's why we have Facebook Live, for people to remind us. You know.
If you guys want to comment, too, let us know what your superpower would be. If you had to pick any superpower, what is it?
What would it be?
What would it be? What you picking?
We're moving on to another story. So you got one more story, so you can tell us what your superpower would be. Pirates of the Caribbean fan?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
We're coming to you from a live comic book store, so if you hear stuff in the background, it's because we're shouting really loudly over the stuff. But that was the deal we made when we came in here. We told them point blank, you know, you have to, somebody say something there.
Bobby Heckman wants to be a boy in a plastic bubble.
Yeah.
Is that your power?
Bobby Heckman, one of the most clever, intelligent, geek-related people that I know. He knows everything about everything.
And he just wants to be a gerbil.
He wants to be...
Travolta
was the boy in the plastic bubble. Remember that? That's what he's talking. We were talking about Travolta.
But that's what your power wanted to be.
Or Bubble Boy. Bubble Boy was...
That would be a horrible power.
Yeah.
I want to be Bubble Boy.
Bubble Boy. You ever seen the movie Bubble Boy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
Which one? Jake Gyllenhaal?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That was like bizarre, crazy farce. Farcical.
Naming Travolta flicks, yeah.
What is it?
She's like, I'm just naming Travolta flicks. I know, but we're going to take it as, you know, your power is boy in a bubble. Congratulations.
Basically, every superpower should be based on a Travolta movie.
Whoa.
There is your topic right there. Give me a superpower.
Sabrina said she wanted to read minds. That's a good one. Reading minds.
Don't you think that would probably get the better of you, though? If you were, like, you know, you're reading everybody else's minds and looking at you, what if they don't like you? Then you gotta, like, get back at them, get angry at them. But you can't say anything.
No. Yeah, because they would know you read minds.
Yeah, so that would suck. But still good, though. I mean, I'm saying it's not bad, Sabrina. I'm saying it's an interesting superpower to have.
Yeah.
You know, just if you're looking at somebody, you'll know. It'd help you with dating.
Yeah, I would be, you could be a really good interrogator.
Good point.
Yeah, because you'd be like, tell me the stuff. And they'd be like, no. You'd be like, I already got it.
Too bad.
I got it already. Bye.
You're done. SVU. Clang.
Gray hair, is that your power?
Gray hair.
That's a really good power.
Well, there is a Just for Men would be your arch villain. So that would suck. You know, you would lose right away. You know, Just for Men. Damn you, Just for Men. Now I have dark hair.
So.
Wow. Yeah. Or like Clipper Man.
Clipper Man.
And he's just got to walk around like a, like he's like, ah, I'm gonna need to find an extension cord.
That's his weakness. He can never get find a long enough extension cord.
He's like pulling a generator behind him on wheels.
What do you got there?
It's just people commenting on the stuff we were already saying.
Okay, cool. So we got another story. If you're watching the show, this is a new story. If you're watching the other show, it's our last story. So, Pirates of the Caribbean. Is it Caribbean or Caribbean?
Caribbean.
Caribbean?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates of the Caribbean 5 is actually being held for ransom.
Can you believe it? Pirates.
Pirates.
Taking pirates.
Parley, perhaps. Disney is facing demands to pay up, or else thieves will release the new Pirates of the Caribbean Caribbean movie online.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah.
I like how Disney's just like, do it.
They don't care. Why?
Yeah.
You know, part of me says this might actually be an interesting marketing ploy.
It's almost really good PR.
Yeah, yeah,
because
yeah.
When you turn on the news and the news is talking about Pirates of the Caribbean, you're like, what's going on?
Exactly. You know, Johnny Depp is like hanging out in Disney and scaring people, you know, that, you know, on the ride. He's
what
a real
else are you gonna
person.
Do? Why not?
So let's see here. Disney is being held to ransom by hackers who are reported to have stolen a finished version of Pirates of the Caribbean 5 that they're demanding a presumably large sum for. If said ransom is not paid, the thief said that they will release the film online ahead of its theatrical release.
Which is quite soon. It's like, what, like in a week?
Yeah.
Comes out in a week.
So, okay, that's a great idea.
Sabrina wants to see the movie? Well, guess what? It might be ransomed to the internet sooner than you know.
It'll be on a torrent near you.
Yeah, yeah right? It'll just be on, they'll probably like stream it live on Facebook or something.
Yeah, exactly. Well, somebody's actually making a Facebook Live movie. They're making a live movie. I forgot the actual...
Are we in it?
Google that. We're actually... This is it right here. This is the live movie.
Is it us?
But just getting back to Pirates of the Caribbean. You know, I want to like that movie. My wife loves it. My wife is a major fan.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to like it more.
There's so many.
There's like 27 of them or five.
Or five.
And it's super action adventure, and they're doing it right. Why don't I like it more? Why should do you like it?
I like parts of it. I like the creature designs. That's my favorite part.
Okay.
I think Benicio del Toro looks really interesting.
And the new one, he's like he's almost like underwater, but he's not. He's in real life. So.
Yeah, and they always got like the little creepy stuff, and like they got sea monsters and stuff, which I love. I love like all kinds of crazy sea beasts and stuff because they're
cool.
Terrifying. And
yeah.
If it scares you, it's cool.
Maybe because I have a fear of drowning. Maybe I don't like it too much.
Oh, yeah. I mean, who doesn't have, like, I guess, like, a professional swimmer might not have a fear of drowning.
No,
but come
not.
On, if you're drowning, it'd be a little scary.
I always hate it when we're watching a fight and it ends up in a pool or in the water because I'm like, the fight stops and the other guy's trying to drown the other guy and then it gets boring.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that's basically Pirates of the Caribbean. The entire movie is people drowning.
So this is all throwing boats. This should just go on land. It would be Fast and the Furious if it was on land.
Okay.
So they have to stay in the water.
We need to mix and match the two of them.
Could you imagine?
Pirates of the Furious.
They'd be on really big boats, but in cars, just like drifting on the boats, like fighting each other.
Yeah, they'd be like Caribbean Drift.
Ooh. We gotta stop giving away these good ideas.
Can we start a GoFundMe campaign for every idea that we come up with, if you want to fund it?
Every
we'll do it.
Amazing idea that we come up with.
Go back to every show we've ever done.
Wow.
And
this is episode 412.
412 is this episode, that's right. And if you want to watch us give away free ideas, but then if you want us to do it, I say give us money. You know, there's a fund me thing on Facebook now. You press a button and then you can like fund people.
Oh.
Maybe we should use that.
Do it.
Yeah. So that's basically it, guys. So Pirates of the Caribbean being held for ransom. Pirates holding pirates. And maybe they'll parlay it. Who knows? Maybe Johnny Depp will make more money while we're talking.
I mean, he is.
Yeah.
I think he breeds and he makes money.
Pretty much.
He just filter feeds, like, just money.
Money!
He loses his money.
Turns into Abbott and Costello for some reason.
Yes. Change.
So ending on that one is the best way to go. Always end on an Abbott and Costello joke, by the way.
Yeah, always.
We are coming to you live from Time Warp Comics and Games in beautiful downtown Cedar Grove, New Jersey. That has been our show. My name is Steve Strangio. This guy.
Jason Brown.
And thanks so much for hanging out with us, folks. And we will talk to you guys as soon as humanly possible. Ciao.
Humanly possible or inhumanly possible.